voice of the North Bay Wine Country. The following is a KVON Sports presentation. It's high school basketball, a basketball doubleheader from Napa, California, as tonight the Justin Siena Braves of Napa host San Rafael Bulldogs in local high school basketball. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. Tonight on KVON, we have the Justin Siena Braves of Napa hosting San Rafael Bulldogs in both girls and boys varsity action. And it's sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, joined by Dino Alessio. Charles Kennedy is our engineer. Just sit back, relax. Nice to have you aboard, and we're going to be rolling along with game number one here, the girls varsity action, in just a moment. And, Dino, this should be a dandy. It should be a close contest, as Justin Siena is 6-6. And San Rafael is 6-7. They've played comparable type competition, so this will be a dandy.
Well, that'll be really awesome because, I mean, a good competitive game is always much more fun to broadcast than a blowout. And it sounds like neither team will be blowing out the other one in this one. And Justin is a little bit shorthanded going into this game.
Well, they have Amy Morrison out with a concussion, and Carly Wells and her family are not back from a trip yet. So they're minus those two players. And the Braves of Justin Siena are 0-1 in league play, having lost on Wednesday night, while San Rafael Bulldogs is 1-0, having defeated Branson 59-50. On Wednesday night.
And Branson's usually pretty darn good in girls and boys basketball.
Lynette Igenloff is in her first year as the head coach, and she's certainly turned things around. As last year, they won a total of six games, losing 21. And they're 6-7, as we said, coming into tonight. They were 2-13 in the league last year, and they lost their last six games in a row. But, boy, are they turning things around this year, getting much better production. Well, the Justin Siena girls, coached by Andrew Betancourt, this is his fourth year as the varsity coach. He was coach of the JVs for some 7 years and actually graduated from Justin Siena in 2002. And he has Tim Malloy on the bench with him as his assistant coach now. And that had added a lot to the coaching aspect of these Justin Siena varsity girls. On the team are three seniors, five juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. And that's on the varsity for Justin Siena. While San Rafael has six seniors, four juniors, and two sophomores. We'll be back and hear from Andrew Betancourt as he sets the scene for tonight's first basketball broadcast as we continue on our countdown to tip-off. Well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena. And if you have attended many of the athletic functions in the past year, there has been a fixture around that has been coaching. He's been supportive. He's been a fan. He is what we would refer to as Mr. Brave. That's Steve Meyer. And, Steve, basketball season rolling along, and these teams tonight look pretty well matched.
Well, I had a chance to see the Braves play a couple times earlier this year, some non-league games, but I'm just – you know, I haven't read a whole lot about San Rafael, but I know they're tough, and they've been getting better and better each year. So this should be a good matchup. And I know the Braves are a little shorthanded, but injury-wise. But
what keeps you busy this time of year?
Well, I retired a little over three years ago, and I got a little part-time gig with a local auto dealer and driving, picking up, delivering cars. And actually, yesterday and tomorrow, I'm going to be doing the shuttle run. So,
have you done that previously?
No, not until yesterday.
Well, you need to know Napa.
Well, it was fun. I actually ran into two people I knew.
Are they okay?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it was kind of funny, you know, picking these people up or, you know, delivering or, you know, taking them home, whatever. So it was fun.
Well, it's always nice to start a new year by saying hello to you. You've done so much for not only Justin Santa Braves, but for our radio station as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Ira, and always good to see you here. A little different logistics, but you know what? You make it work, and we are always happy to see you, and Napa Valley is happy to have you for, what, 40 years now?
Plus a couple, I guess. But what a nice facility now with this renovation of the Dan Clark Gym.
Yeah, it's a very, very good-looking gym, and they were able to organize the section champions and league champions a little bit better. And, you know, this is what makes this school the school that it is that, you know, people come together, they rally, and they take care of an issue and move on, and now things are even bigger and better.
See, always nice to see you. Thanks for your comment.
Thank you. And Dino, Happy New Year, and good to see you, too.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
All right, Steve Meyer getting us set up here to get underway with game number one of our basketball broadcast. It's MCAL basketball. Andrew Betancourt, in his fourth year as the head coach, had these comments.
Well, Andrew, a tough opening conference game the other night.
Yeah, you know, Cal Pius is really big, and, you know, they did a really good job. We were obviously tied at halftime, but, you know, we just couldn't stay with them, couldn't make enough shots. But
this San Rafael team you're playing tonight is a vastly improved team over last year.
Yeah, their record has definitely improved, and they've gotten some good wins in the preseason. They're 1-0 in league, so right now they're ahead of us in league. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we're prepared and ready to go tonight.
Are the girls ready to go as far as health-wise?
Well, unfortunately, we're down a couple tonight. We're down Emmy Morrison, who's, you know, one of our senior starters. Carly Wells not in town right now. And then also Mary Minigan's dealing with a thumb. She is going to play, but, you know, she was unfortunately she came out against Pam, wasn't really able to play much, so we'll see how she does tonight.
At least you're avoiding the flu, which is really going around.
Well, now we're avoiding it. We weren't avoiding it a couple weeks ago, unfortunately. I think Coach might have gotten it the worst, but we actually canceled practice the day after our Kelseyville game because half the team had the flu. So I think we got through it, knock on wood, but, yeah, now we're trying to get these kids back from injuries.
What type of experience did you have going down to San Diego in that tournament?
It was a good tournament. You know, unfortunately, you know, we didn't win as much as we know, 1-2. We always want to go 2-1 or better. But as terms of a team, I mean, you're watching these guys hang out with each other right now. I mean, stuff like that really helps them in terms of being together, being a group. And so from that aspect, it was great.
Everything went smoothly then as far as connections and all?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, when you're coaching a girls team and there's 8 girls teams and 24 boys teams in one hotel, you're a little nervous. You know, but no, our girls are good kids, and they definitely stayed out of trouble and did things the right way, so it was good.
Andrew Betancourt with his comments here before we get the game underway. We'll be back and check his starting lineup. We don't have the San Rafael starting lineup yet, but perhaps we can get that in the meantime as we continue here to our countdown to tip-off. Well, the officials have come onto the court here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on campus of Justin Siena, one of whom is Roy Hammond. We've known Roy for years. He officiates not only basketball, but baseball, softball, and, of course, football. In fact, he was one of the officials in the first ever California State football game for the championship. And he is one of 3 officials. Do you know that's something that the MCAL does for their league game? They have 3 officials.
And I think it's a plus. You definitely don't see, you know, the officials have angles and are able to pick up more calls than a 2-official team would do. You could certainly ask James Harden about that. A couple of weeks ago, the Rockets lost a tough game when there were only 2 officials because the 3rd official had to sit out with back spasms. And according to James Harden, there was a missed call at the end that cost the Rockets that game because there were only two officials.
Well, he was charged with two offensive fouls towards the end, and
right.
I did see that, and they were definitely offensive fouls.
I thought so.
Yeah. But I thought they were easy calls for the referee. It was Brothers was the official that made those calls. I thought he was right on. Well, speaking of right on, here are the starters for Andrew Betancourt's Justin Senna Braves of Napa. Their leading scorer, averaging over 20 points a game, a 5'9 junior, hitting over 80% of her free throws as well, is Ashley Whittemore. And what a great tournament she had down in San Diego. In fact, in the last game, she had a career-high 36 points against Orium of Utah in a 60-48 victory in that, and was named to the all-tournament team. She'll start at one guard. The other being a 5'5 senior, Mary Minigan. In the center position will be a 5'10 senior, Allie Jackson. She works out hard. She's averaging 13.1 points per game. We have Karen Monteverdi, a 5'5 junior, averaging 2.4. And Ella Thatcher, a 5'7 junior, averaging 1.2 as the other starters for the Navy, Scarlet, and White. As they have come off the floor now, they'll be getting set for, I think, the national anthem. We have to wait to be certain whether or not they are going to play the national anthem. Right now, both teams are huddled around their coaches. Lynette Egan-Loff, the coach for San Rafael in her first year, took a team that won just six games overall last year, and they've already won six games this season for the Bulldogs. There go the Justin Senna Braves onto the court with their five starters, and here come the Bulldogs onto the court. So, Dino, looks like we're going to go right into that opening tip.
It looks like we are.
And Roy Hammond is the guy that's going to take it in there. Ashley Whittemore actually is going to jump center against Joette Jean, who is a senior at San Rafael, one of six seniors on the varsity. And the tip is controlled by San Rafael. And here we go. We are underway on KVON. Passing over the right side, there's a three-point attempt up. No good. It came out as Spence fired it up, and Justin Senna with the rebound. Bring it into the forecourt as Whittemore sets up the offense, drives to the left of the key, goes up towards the baseline, tries a shot that's blocked, deflected out of bounds. It'll be Justin Sienna's ball. It'll be just to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. And Minigan looks to trigger the inbound. Right underneath the basket, up and good by Allie Jackson on a set play that Andrew Betancourt had designed. Ball is deflected away, out of bounds. It'll stay with San Rafael. Just underway here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on KVON 1440, Napa, California. Inbounds pass is nearly intercepted, but they've got a two-on-one fast break. Well, now the Justin defense gets back and settles down. Off to the right there is a three-point attempt that's in and out. No good that time by Mackenzie Hallrone. And watching the warm-ups, Dino, I found that the San Rafael team could be pretty good on the threes. They like to take the threes as well. Inbounds pass, and there is a quick shot up. No good by Gene. Rebounded by the Braves, so they come down. Fast break, going up, shooting, and scoring is Mary Minigan. So Minigan gets the basket to make it 4-0. Justin using a full-court zone press, double-teaming the player with the ball when they have the chance. San Rafael breaks the press. He come down, and Jean puts a shot up, no good. Her name is actually Eddie Joe, or Joette Jean. Justin with the basketball now off of the defensive backboard as Minigan brings it forecourt, takes it between these circles there, works it around over to the left corner. Minigan on the angle, used up the dribble, passes into the corner. There is a three-point attempt. It rims no good, and the ball is safe by San Rafael from going out of bounds. Quickly into the forecourt, they bring the ball to Davis. Davis passes low post, deflected away, and stolen by Monteverde. And here come the Justin Santa girls working down the right side. A shot up, no good. Deflected back out, and Minigan will get it before it goes out of bounds. Gets her a little pass over to Whittemore, who's at the top of the key, being guarded by Spence. Drives on Spence, can't get around her though, so passes the ball underneath there, and a shot up, no good by Allie Jackson, but she was fouled on the play, and will be shooting the first free throws in tonight's contest. Mitchell is called for the personal foul, her first, the team's first. At the free throw line, Allie Jackson's made 32 out of 46, 70%, but she missed the first one. Allie Jackson usually does well when we broadcast a Justin Santa girls game.
She was one of our leading scorers the last game we broadcast when they played Napa.
And she makes the second free throw. And the Braves go up 5-0. Their full court press has been bothering the Bulldogs, but they get into the forecourt without a problem. Underneath the Jean, puts a shot up and scored that one. That was Joette Jean getting the first points for the Bulldogs with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Braves get the ball down to the right side, and some of the Gatorade was just spilled on the floor by one of the varsity ball players. There's a shot up and good by Ashley Whittemore. A little on the right angle coming into the lane there. And there's a steal now by Whittemore. She brings it back, puts it up, and scores. Let's see if it's count. And one. So the basket is good, and that's her third field goal here in the first quarter. And she will go to the free throw line. The Gatorade that was spilled just got very close to the playing surface. In fact, some of it did get on the playing surface. Free throw by Whittemore is good. She was making 84% of her free throws coming into the contest. 10-2 now. Justin Siena in the lead. San Rafael has the ball deflected away, and they can't get it under control, and it goes out of bounds. Boy, the Braves looking good here on both ends, the offensive end as well as the defensive end. And they have the ball. And there is a jump ball going to be called, and the alternate possession arrow will favor Justin. So the Braves have the ball in the backcourt.
It's interesting, Ira. San Rafael seems to compare pretty favorably in length, but Justin is leading in team rebounding 4-0 at this point.
And here come the Braves, a fast break. It comes driving in, going up, shooting, and scoring again is Ashley Whittemore, as she has 9 points already, and we have 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it's 12-2, Justin in the lead. In the right-hand corner, Davis with the ball. Davis starts to drive into the lane and then fires it across court for a three-point attempt that's way off the mark by Mackenzie Halrone. Well, credit Sarah Gable for doing a good job of getting right on that spilled Gatorade there. She's down on her knees mopping up the floor trying to avert the play of the varsity girls coming down in her area. And the officials are going to hold up play just a little bit so that they can continue to mop up the spilled Gatorade. In the meantime, the Braves now put the ball in play. Underneath the basketball, taken and put up and missed, but the rebound by Jackson. She missed her first shot and brings it back out to Whittemore for a three. Good! Oh, what a quarter Whittemore is having. She has scored 12 points in this quarter. And let's just check with Dino about that shooting for the Braves. It's been tremendous.
Well, for the Braves, it has been outstanding. They've made 6 out of 12 from the floor, including 1 3-pointer. The San Rafael Bulldogs have only been able to get off 6 shots and have made 1 of them. San Rafael's already turned the ball over 4 times. Justin has yet to turn the ball over, and Justin leads in rebounding as well. So Justin is giving themselves extra opportunities with their rebounding and ball handling.
And that defense has been very tenacious here. So we're midway through the first quarter, and it is Braves 15, Bulldogs 2. Bulldogs with the basketball as they approach midcourt. They get it over to Spence. Spence well out on the left side. She loves to shoot the three, but she can't get it away. And the ball is tipped away from her by Whittemore out of bounds. It will be inbounded by San Rafael Mackenzie Halrone. Right at quarter court mark by the Braves logo there. Gets a pass into the corner. They just saved it from going out of bounds underneath to Jean over in the corner for a three-point attempt that's off the mark. No good. Rebound by Jean. Back out the top of the key. There is a long two. No good. Jean rebound. Passes underneath. A shot up and good by Spence as Sania Spence gets her first basket of the game, and it's 15-4. For the Braves, Michaela Cepeda has come into the game. She was out there as point guard for a moment. Now Minigan will shift over to that spot. Back over to the side. A good on the shot by Cepeda from the left-hand corner. It was just a two, but very close to a three-point basket. Davis has the ball at the top of the key. Now for San Rafael. Over to Spence. A shot up, no good, but was batted out of bounds by the Braves. 2:43 to go in the first quarter. Allie Jackson was taken out of the lineup for a little bit. She reports back in. Also in there is Lexi Rosenbrandt. With the ball now, San Rafael, Spence over the right side now to Libby Davis, drives in, goes up, no good, rebound is no good by Spence, rebounded by Cepeda, the shortest girl out there, as she brings it across the line, and pass goes into the corner, now back out to Minigan, Minigan underneath to Cepeda, Cepeda can't get a shot away, gets it over to Minigan, Minigan drives in, pulls up, does not shoot. Back out to Whittemore. She drives in and loses the ball. Picks it up, though, and lobs it back out to Cepeda. There are this ball deflected with just 2 seconds on the shot clock. Ball was deflected out of bounds, but it was last touched by Justin.
And that's Justin's first turnover after almost 6 minutes of action. The Braves are playing superbly, and San Rafael seems hesitant to try and drive into that Brave defense.
Jean, the turnaround shot is no good. She gets her own rebound. Pass over to Spence. She tries a shot. It's missed, but she will go to the free throw line. The foul is on Thatcher of the Braves. That's their first foul. And we have a timeout. It's going to be a short timeout, though, a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here and check with Dino.
So as I was saying, it looks like San Rafael, at this point, their offense, as far as an inside offense, consists of trying to get the ball into Jean, and she hasn't been really successful shooting from underneath the basket. They did have one of the players, her San Rafael, and I'm sorry, I can't see her number from here, did try a drive to the basket and almost scored, and I think they maybe she needs to do more of that, because I don't know if they can rely on feeding the ball to Jean.
Yeah.
I think they need to try and force their way into the teeth of that zone defense.
Yes, Jean is her last name. Joetti is the first name, and that is one word. She spelled it Joetti.
I think I remember broadcasting a game last year.
Yeah, she was on the team.
Yeah.
Spence's free throw is good. Spence was very accurate in shooting the three-pointer. I was watching her in the warm-up, and at one point she made three in a row from behind the arc. As she enjoys that. Cepeda is out of the lineup now. Free throw is good, so she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. And here come the Braves now. Whittemore into the forecourt, leading at 17-6. Drives to the left of the key. Gets the pass over. There's a shot up. No good by Jackson. Rebound taken by Spence for San Rafael. Looks down court as she starts her dribble, brings it across the mid-court line, takes it over toward the right side. Pass underneath to Jean. A shot is no good. Rebound taken by Whittemore for the Braves. And she is bothered in the backcourt by Spence. Finds Minigan. Minigan spreads the offense now. Going to a low post is Allie Jackson. And the pass goes into the corner. And then back out it comes to Whittemore. Over on the right side to Jackson. Fires and hits. She was working on that shot in the warm-ups. And Allie gets her first field goal. The last game we broadcast, she had 18 points. In the cut. Underneath the Jean, puts it up, missed again. Whittemore rebound, and Spence reaches in, bats the ball away, but it's taken by Minigan. We're in the final minute of the first quarter. There is a long two up, no good by Jackson. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Here they come. It's one on three, so they're going to slow it down now and set up a more deliberate offense. Driving to the basket is Spence. She missed the shot. Jean's rebound is no good. Rebound to Jackson. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter, 19-6. Justin Siena in the lead. Minigan with the ball, top of the key, passed over the right side, getting it around that side, and the Braves nearly had the ball tied up. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Minigan lobs underneath to Jackson, turns, tries to go up, but the ball taken away from her as the buzzer sounds. And that is the end of the first quarter here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium in Napa, California. And our score, the Justin Siena Braves 19, San Rafael Bulldogs 6. Well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium checking with Dino Alessio on that first quarter shooting.
So San Rafael started getting off a lot more shots there. They actually ended up taking more shots than Justin did. San Rafael took 18 shots but made only two. They did make two free throws. Justin, 8 out of 16, 50% shooting, including 1 out of 2 from three-point range and 2 out of 3 from the free throw line.
The Braves have gone into a 1-3-1 zone defense as we start the second quarter. The pass goes baseline. Right, their shot is up, no good. Rebound Spence, back up with it, no good. Rebounded this time by Minigan, and the ball is intercepted by Odell. Odell, and it's intercepted by the Braves. Whittemore looks down court, gets around Spence, drives into the lane. They go all the way. She goes up, shoots, and hits. Ashley Whittemore now with 14 points, and that is 8 more points than the entire San Rafael team has now as we're just underway in the second quarter. There's the three-point attempt that rims no good by Halloran. Halloran has been firing the three, has come close, but no cigars there. It'll be Braves ball. 21-6, Braves in the lead. Whittemore with the ball, drives to left, got a little daylight, goes up, shoots, scores with the left hand that time. Oh, what a move, and shifting over. And
using the glass.
Yep, a good play. Coming down is Selly, puts a shot up and hits. Kayla Shelley gets the basket. Here's Whittemore driving in. I can't get a shot. Over in the corner left side, a shot up. No good by Ella Thatcher. It's rebounded by San Rafael as they bring the ball down. Right side as the ball tipped away. Retrieved there, however. Passed into the corner. A long shot fired. No good by Halloran, and it's out of bounds to the Braves. So Justin Siena with a couple baskets by Whittemore. Outscoring San Rafael 4-2 so far in this quarter, leading 23-8 in the game. 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Whittemore lobs it baseline right, and Minigan is going to be double-teamed there. Gets a pass back out to the top of the key for a three-point attempt. No good by Ashley Whittemore, and the ball is out of bounds. So neither team controlling a rebound, and it just caromed out of bounds. It'll be San Rafael's ball. And Justin is using the full court pressure yet, and the ball is intercepted. And underneath, up, and good by Whittemore. I mean, what an alert play there by the Braves defense. And Whittemore has 18 points already. Coming down, a shot up, no good. Rebound, fought for, foul called. So we're not into shooting situation on the common foul. And the foul was against the Braves. So it'll be San Rafael to inbound the ball out to Spence. Spence fires it over to the left side for a three-point attempt. Up no good by Sully. Rebounded by Justin Sienna. That pass goes underneath to Jackson. Up and, oh, it rolled off the rim, but she was fouled on the play. And will go to the foul line for two shots. Maggie Davis called for the personal foul. So it'll be at the free throw line, Jackson. Allie's first free throw is good. 70% free throw shooter. She's two out of three so far. Mr. First made the last two. Bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket. Right-hand free throw is good. She practices that, too, and has good form up there on her free throw procedure. Here's Spence driving into the forecourt for San Rafael. They're down by 19 points. Spence is going to fire a long three. It rims no good. Rebounded by Allie Jackson for the Braves. Out on the left wing it goes to Whittemore. Whittemore drives down, passes it into the right-hand corner. A shot up by Mahela is no good, but rebounded by the Braves. They get it underneath to Jackson. Up, no good, partially blocked. Scramble for the loose ball rebound, and it's taken by San Rafael. 5 minutes to go, and a steal, and going up with the shot was deflected, and the ball goes into the right-hand corner. The Braves controlling it now. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Just inside of 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Braves working it around the perimeter. And a travel is going to be called there on Mahalia Cepeda. Also in the ball game for Justin Sienna is Luzano. Michelle Luzano is a 5'7 junior. So Coach Andrew Betancourt's changing lineups quite a bit now. He only has eight players for tonight. He's making certain that the Betts players get in quite a bit of the action now, as they have a lead of 27-8. San Rafael with the ball, working it to the right of the key area, and trying to look to break somebody open. Pass comes out now to Odell, and it's stolen away by the Braves, but a wild pass there by Rosenbrandt sails out of bounds. Coach Betancourt off the bench saying, okay, it's all right. Coming out of the lineup now is Monteverdi. Back in is Mary Minigan. Mary is playing even though she has had a thumb injury, but hasn't let that bother her here in this first half of the game. With 4 minutes remaining in the quarter, there's a long three up no good by Tiffany Brown, rebounded by Whittemore driving down. Almost lost the ball, but gets it back out to Minigan. Minigan over the corner, back out to Whittemore, drives in, goes up, shoots with the left hand, no good. Rebound put up and in by Lexi Rosenbrandt. Lexi averages a point per. There is a steal by Cepeda, and she passed it back across the timeline, though. So the violation gives the ball to San Rafael. Braves lead it by 21 points here with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. And back into the lineup is for the Braves as Allie Jackson. So she was out just briefly. San Rafael with the ball. Sully passes over on the right side and gets it to Spence. Fires a three. No good. Rebound taken out by Odell. Back out to Sully. Sully over to Spence. Doesn't drive in. Passes back out. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by Brown. Rebound put back up and scored. I think that was Tiffany Brown that would be credited with that basket. At least we're going to give it to her. There were a couple girls in that area. The pass goes to Cepeda. Fires one. Rims no good. Rebound by Jackson is good. Nice follow-up by Allie Jackson. Her second field goal, and it's 31-10. Justin Siena with a big lead here in the first half. Spence has the ball deflected, stolen by Whittemore, coming in from the left side, going up the left hand and scoring. Well, she's at her average now. She averages 20 points a game. That was her 20th point in this contest. She has doubled the score of the entire Sandra. And there is a steal by Whittemore, driving in, going up the left hand and scoring another one. She is over her average. She has scored 10 points in this quarter after a 12-point first quarter. Dino, the Justin girl, just playing an outstanding first half.
Well, I'm astounded. We thought this might be a pretty competitive game tonight.
San Rafael came in with 6 wins, 7 losses. Justin Siena with 6 wins, 6 losses.
And interestingly enough, too, in Justin's case, I mean, they haven't been called with a lot of fouls. So there's really, I mean, they're going to be able to play the reserves a little bit, and they're not, you know, nobody's in danger of fouling out, so it looks like they're going to be okay with just 8 bodies.
Yeah, they are not deep on the bench with both Emmy Morrison out with a concussion and Carly Wells on a trip with their family. Play resumes now. The ball is deflected by Minigan and stolen by the Braves. Here they come. Fast break. Driving in is Lozano. Gets a pass over to Minigan. Tries about a 12-footer. It's no good. Rebounded by San Rafael. Inside of 2 minutes to go now until halftime. Out on a high post. The pass goes to Libby Davis. She's just a sophomore. Into the corner. Three-point attempt up by Spence. No good. Rebounded by Minigan. Being pressured in the backcourt by Spence. Gets around Spence. Has it forecourt now. Right there in the Justin Siena logo there at the top of the key. Comes over to the side. Nearly a bad pass, but it's saved from going out of bounds by Mary Minigan. Minigan passes into the right-hand corner. A shot up, no good. Rebound, Rosenbrand has the ball punched away. It'll stay with Justin Siena as it sails out of bounds. Only 1 second on the shot clock, so Braves are going to have to release as soon as they get the ball in, and they cannot get the shot off in time. So a shot clock violation.
Only the 7th turnover for the Braves so far. San Rafael's turned the ball over 11 times, Ira.
Minute 10 to go here in the second quarter. Justin Siena using a zone press, and there is a whistle and a travel called against San Rafael. School colors are red and white. They opened up on Wednesday night in MCAL play and defeated Branson 59-50. But having trouble with this Braves defense in this game. Whittemore is in the backcourt. Minigan gets the pass, though, as they inbound the ball. Now to Whittemore. Whittemore used up the dribble. The passes the ball over to the right side to Thatcher. The ball punched away from her. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Justin Siena as we're in the final minute of the first half. Lozano back in for Justin Siena. Inbounds pass comes way out to Lozano. Gets it over to Minigan. Over now to Whittemore with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Drives in, goes up with the right hand. No good. And the rebound comes off to Joette Jean. Nearly deflected away, but retrieved by Tiffany Brown, who is a junior. Underneath the ball is stolen away this time by the Braves, but there's a battle for it as Spence gets in there and will tie up Minigan. This time, San Rafael gets the benefit of the alternate possession. And we'll have it baseline to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Mary Minigan has come out of the lineup. She has a protective device on her right hand.
Yeah, but her hand doesn't seem very impaired. She's played brilliantly.
Yeah, for a bad thumb and all. She got an early basket in the game, but hasn't shot much. San Rafael with the ball with 20 seconds to go in the first half. And here is Spence starting the drive in, used up the dribble. Pass over the side. There is a shot up. No good by Tiffany Brown. Rebound and a travel call on Justin Sienna as Kieran Monteverdi got the rebound but was called for the travel. 11 seconds remain in the first half. San Rafael has scored 4 points here in the second quarter. A shot up and good and one for Joetti Jean. He'll be going to the free throw line where the Bulldogs are 2 for 2 tonight. Both teams doing a nice job at the free throw line. The Braves are 4 out of 5. San Rafael, 2 out of 2. Joetti Jean, 1 of 6 seniors on this San Rafael team. Sights, shoots, and missed it. Rebounded by Whittemore. Looks down court, brings it, drives to the left of the key, pulls up, jump shot's going to be short with 2 seconds to go in the half, and that will end the first half. So another 6-point quarter for San Rafael, equaling what they had in the first quarter, while Justin Sienna came up with 16 points in the quarter. And our halftime score here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium, the campus of Justin Sienna, is the Justin Sienna Braves of Napa 35 and the San Rafael Bulldogs 12. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the Internet at KVON.com. This is Ira C. Smith, along with Dino Alessio, who is taking a look right now at the first half shooting statistics.
So, Ira, for the visitors, the San Rafael Bulldogs, they took 34 shots in that first half and were able to make only 5. They just really had a difficulty getting the ball to drop in, whether they were shooting from the inside or trying to shoot from over the Justin zone. They tried 6 3-pointers and made none of them. They were 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. For the Justin Lady Braves, they took 35 shots and made 15 of them. That is 43% shooting, and that's excellent. They made they did make 1 3-pointer out of 4 tries, and they were 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. The turnover battle, San Rafael turned the ball over 11 times, Justin 9 times. So not bad there on either end. San Rafael had 3 assists on their 5 made baskets. Justin had 8 assists on their 15 made baskets. The rebounding, San Rafael started to mount a little bit of a comeback in that. It ended up 23 to 16 in favor of Justin. So Justin has a slight edge in takeaways, an edge in rebounding, and they've just been a lot more successful shooting. Of course, a lot of the turnovers that they forced, they were able to go in and convert those into baskets. And San Rafael hasn't really been able to take advantage of the turnovers that they've gotten. Even the live ball turnovers have not turned into points really for San Rafael. So a little disappointing in the sense that we were expecting a tighter game. We'll see if San Rafael can make some adjustments in the second half, but I think unless their outside shooting improves, we might be in for more of the same in the second half, Ira.
But they love that three-point shot, and as they say, I was watching Sania Spence warm up in the pre-game, and she was hitting that three-pointer pretty consistently. She hasn't, no, of course, the team hasn't hit any threes yet, but they have tried a bunch of them, as you alluded to. But Ashley Whittemore, what a game she is having. She has 9 field goals. One of them is a three-pointer. She has 1 for 1 at the free throw line. Let's see. Let me count those field goals again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Make that 10 field goals. She had 9, not counting the three-pointer. And 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for 22
points.
Half time. 10 more points than the entire San Rafael team. Allie Jackson, who averages 13.1, is about on pace. She has 7 points on 2 field goals and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Mary Minigan has a field goal, as does Lexi Rosenbrandt and Michaela Cepeda, as the Justin Senna girls are coming back on the court to warm up to get set for the third quarter. And we'll be back in just a moment as we get set for second half basketball as well. The halftime score, Justin Senna 35 and San Rafael 12. Well, we're here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Senna, Napa, California, as we're just about ready to start the third quarter basketball. And looking at the MCAL as far as the league, the teams that opened up with victories in addition to San Rafael included Redwood, Tamalpais, which beat Justin Senna, Marin Catholic, and so Justin Senna trailed Tamalpais at the end of the first quarter, 8-6 last Wednesday night, and then they were all even at halftime, 23-23. But Dino, in the third quarter, Justin Senna managed only 4 points to 12 points by Tamalpais.
Wow.
And Tamalpais went on then for a 52-37 win over Justin Senna. But Justin Senna just played an outstanding first half here tonight.
Yeah, they've been remarkable. I'm stunned. It's hard for me to imagine a scenario where Justin would only score 4 points in a quarter of basketball. They have such a good all-around game. But
yep.
Tam may present certain
They had obstacles. 19 points in the first quarter here, and they followed that up with a 16-point second quarter.
Yep, and they've just looked terrific in doing it. And the fact that they only have eight players available hasn't really impaired them a bit.
I know that Emmy Morrison would love to be out there. She has to wait another week, having symptoms of a concussion.
And that's a very, very good rule, because as we're learning so much more about the aftermath of a concussion, and, you know, the protocol now, I believe, is not only does the student-athlete sit out a week or more of games, but I don't think they're supposed to go to class for that week. Mm. Because just the thought of, just learning and focusing can be a problem when you're recovering from a concussion.
Well, Justin Senna gets the basketball as we start the second half.
Ooh, over and back.
So Whitmore got the ball in the forecourt and then dribbled into the backcourt with it. And that's a violation to start out this second half. So San Rafael with the basketball as Sania Spence, who's been very active out there, but the puts a shot up no good. Rebound is battled for, and the Braves come out with the basketball. Ella Thatcher over to Whittemore. Ashley brings it front court. So on the side of Minigan. Minigan fakes to the left, instead takes it over to the right side to Whittemore. Whittemore comes in the lane, passes over to Jackson, gets a return pass back to Jackson. Now it comes out to Minigan, tries the three, rims no good, and it's saved from going out of bounds by Whittemore, and she flips it in off of a San Rafael player, Spence, so it'll be Justin's ball. What a thoughtful type
alert play. Yep.
Yeah. Saved the ball from going out of bounds by hitting it off of the opponent leg.
And good hustle to get to the ball.
Minigan will trigger the inbound. She has Jackson setting a screen there for Thatcher to roll off the screen. Also setting a screen is Monteverdi, so that Whittemore can get the ball. The pass and the shot up by Monteverdi is no good, but she was fouled on the play and will go to the line to shoot two. That foul was on Michaela Mitchell. She picked up the first foul, I think, in the first half as well. That puts Kieran Monteverdi at the free throw line, and she missed the first free throw. Coming into tonight, she had made one out of four. So she wants to improve on that as she's back at the line. Shoots the free throw off to the kind of the side, and she missed both free throws. Rebounded by San Rafael as they quickly bring it to the forecourt. Mitchell underneath, a shot up, no good by Hallroan, and it's out of bounds off of the Braves. Braves a little slow getting underway here in the second half. Hallroan puts the ball in play to Jean, and she tossed it towards the corner where Spence saved it from going out of bounds. Gets the pass over to Davis. Libby Davis has it on the left side. Now they quickly shift over to the right side to Hallroan, and it's deflected by the Braves out of bounds with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Just underway here in the third quarter. Braves leading 35-12. They're 1 second to go. They're not going to get the shot off.
Yeah, I'm afraid her teammates need to help her out a little bit there. They should have been letting her know there was only 3 seconds to shoot that ball.
And, of course, you should be aware of that anyway.
Herself, true, true.
Here come the Braves. Whittemore driving in, going up with the left hand and scoring. Wow, solo play, and just laid it in for her 24th point in the game. Here's Davis driving down the other way, up to Jean, scores. Joette Jean, at their third field goal, has 6 of the 14 points. Whittemore underneath, a shot up and good by Allie Jackson, and an assist to Whittemore. There's a steal by Whittemore, and it's Whittemore who lays it up and in. They're going so fast here, just clink, 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 and they scored another basket. Whittemore has 2 quick baskets here in this second half, 26 points. Her career high, she got down in San Diego at 36 points. There is a
timeout, I think. They were having a problem inbounding the ball.
Yeah, San Rafael needed to take a timeout. They are trailing 41-14, so we have the reverse or inverted numbers up there as far as the scoreboard is concerned. We've played just under 2 minutes here in the quarter, in the third quarter, and the Braves have scored 6 points, and San Rafael has scored 2. This is game number 1 of our basketball doubleheader. In game 2, Justin Siena boys varsity with a record of 6-5 against San Rafael with a record of 10-3. Boy, talk about a turnaround from last year. They had an 8-18 record last year, the same that Justin Siena had, but they were only 1-13 in the league. The Braves were 3-11 in the league. They had 2 wins over San Rafael last year. Well, play resumes now as Spence gets the inbounds pass for San Rafael. Guarded fairly tightly there by Monteverdi. Dribbles around her, takes it into the corner. Now underneath, a turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound to Jean. Over to Davis, puts a shot up, no good. This time the rebound is taken out by Monteverdi. Lead pass down to Minigan. Minigan slows down the tempo now as she sets up the deliberate pattern offense. Goes to Whittemore, drives in, feeds underneath, and a foul is called. Nice pass underneath to Thatcher, and this avoid an easy layup. She was fouled. And will go to the free throw line. Our vantage point this year is in the southeast corner of the gym. We used to be right behind the scorekeeper, which made it easy for us to keep track of the personal fouls. Ella Thatcher made the free throw, 2 out of 3 this year, and she makes that one. So hitting both of her free throws, Davis down on the angle, used up the dribble. Pass goes into the left-hand corner of a three-pointer. That's good as Mackenzie Hallroan gets the first three-point basket. She's been trying for that for quite some time, and finally they get it. Minigan in the front court now for Justin Siena, leading at 43-17. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Over 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball comes over to the side. A shot up. Good from the corner. A deep two for Allie Jackson, putting her in the double-figure category. Davis forecourt for San Rafael. Drives into the lane. Stolen away by Whittemore. Whittemore looks down court. She has Monteverde. Gets a pass down to Monteverde. Up and good. Whittemore gets another assist. And Monteverde gets her first points in the game. Davis, solo play, drives in, goes up, shoots, misses, and the ball is out of bounds off of Davis, so it'll go over to the Braves. Michaela Cepeda coming in for Minigan. We ask Mary Minigan how that thumb was feeling at there at halftime. She said it was okay. But it's when you play with a bad thumb, it would seem to be awkward. Pass coming down, going up, shooting and missing was Whittemore. She tries for the rebound, but is taken by Libby Davis. Only a sophomore down to Spence. Back out there is a shot that spins out of there by Halrone, the gal that got that three-point basket last time. 47-17, midway through the third quarter, a 30-point Brave lead. Driving is Cepeda, up and good. What a solo drive by Michaela Cepeda for her second field goal. Braves with 14 points in the quarter to 5-1. There's a steal to Michaela. Michaela driving it. Now she pulls back out. She had a chance to drive for a layup, but elected to bring it back out. Gets a pass to Whittemore. Whittemore starts to drive in, and she is fouled. A little reach-in foul there to Spence. Making a few changes again in the lineup. Andrew Betancourt takes out both Whittemore and Jackson. Two players that are in the double figures already. So Minigan is the experienced player on the court right now for the Braves. What a nice job that Cepeda has done. She spreads the offense as she's used up the dribble then to Minigan. Minigan back to Cepeda. Starts to drive in the lane. Pass to the right side. There is a shot up. No good. Long rebound. Back out to Minigan. It tapped out there. Down underneath. The shot up and no good there by Lozano. But they get the rebound. Offensive rebound now. Flipping it back out to Monteverde. Dominican, she got a little daylight, but the ball taken away from her by Davis. Libby Davis will have it fired down the baseline right where they'll go up for a shot. And foul is called on the Braves. It's going to be on Lozano. Michelle Lozano. Michelle looking for her first points of the year. Here's the free throw by Michaela Mitchell. It's good. That's her first point in tonight's game. Monteverde comes out of the lineup. Lexi Rosenbrandt, the freshman, is back in. Free throw is no good, but it was a lane violation. So she'll get another shot, and that will not go as a missed free throw. But the lane violation gives Mitchell another opportunity at the foul line, and she missed that one, and the rebound is by Rosenbrandt. Keep in mind, Rosenbrandt, just the freshman, to Minigan in the forecourt. She gets it over to Cepeda, working it around nicely now, goes to Minigan, drives into the lane, passes over to the freshman, up and good, a nice shot. Oh, that was that was the junior, Ella Thatcher, that got the field goal. They got it quickly over to her. Here's Sully, right side angle. Then gets a shot up, no good. The rebound bounded around and taken by the Braves as Rosenbrandt got that rebound. Over to Minigan. Justin with the ball here in the third quarter, coming up on a two-minute mark. Minigan around there. And has the ball deflected, and it is Fast break going the other way as Libby, and there's a collision as both Libby Davis and Mary Minigan went for the ball at the same time and collided. Back into the lineup for Justin Sin is Ashley Whittemore. Coming to the sideline will be Mary Minigan. 51-18. Justin Sin has started out strong, 19-6 the end of the first quarter. Led 35-12 at halftime. And looking to inbound the ball, they get it into Whittemore. Now to Cepeda. Cepeda right at midcourt. Back to Whittemore coming down the right wing. Whittemore pulls the ball back out near the logo in the center of the court. Brings it over the left side now to Thatcher. Back to Cepeda. To Thatcher. Lost the ball. Goes back and retrieves it just before it went across the timeline. To Cepeda. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Working it around. Whittemore goes in, goes up, and was fouled as she misses. She was given a little shove there, and we'll go to the free throw line. Talk to her father, Heath Whittemore, at halftime, and ask if he had gone down with the team to San Diego. Said, unfortunately, no, that he had to work. Whittemore is good with her first free throw. That's her first point since early in the quarter when she made two quick field goals. She's back up there now. And missed that free throw. She's an 84% free throw. But it's rebounded by the Braves. They get it back to Whittemore. Feeds over to the side. There's a shot up. No good by Lozano. Lozano trying for her first points of the season. There was a jump ball, and alternate possession will favor Whittemore is coming out of the lineup now. Goes for the Gatorade as the Braves get back quickly on defense. Over to Davis. Libby Davis' just shot is no good. A jump ball is going to result, I think. That is the call, and this time the Braves get the ball. You know, looking over the MCAL as far as preseason, the teams that looked good in the pre-league were Redwood, Tamalpais, and Marin Catholic. Surprise, surprise there, huh? Well, the pass was intercepted by San Rafael on the inbounds. Comes out to Sully. Over to Davis. A pull-up jump shot rims goes high up the backboard, and it is taken by Minigan. Minigan looks down court, has Cepeda going down the right wing. Minigan brings it over to the left side, however. Gets it there to Lozano. Fakes the shot. Gives to Michaela. Or we should say Michaela Cepeda. Over to Minigan. Cutting in Lozano. She is fouled. She, if she had tried to put a shot up there, she could have been shooting two, but not yet into the bonus situation. So it'll be Minigan to the right of the basket for which her team is shooting, looking to trigger the inbounds. Gets it into Cepeda. Out the top of the key. Gets it over there to Rosenbrand. Shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Davis. Davis, a long pass down to the forecourt where a half hook is up. No good as the buzzer sounds. That last shot by Sully will end the quarter. In that period, it was another six-point quarter. All three of the quarters, San Rafael has scored 6 points in each of the three. And the Braves came up with a 17-point quarter. So at the end of three, it is Justin Sienna of Napa, 52, San Rafael, 18. Well, we had mentioned that Redwood, Tamalpais, Marin Catholic were teams to beat. They were each 9-3 in preseason. Do you know how did that third quarter go?
So, 2 of 13 shooting for the Bulldogs, 7 out of 15, almost 50% for the Braves. They continue to scorch the Nets.
And they have Whittemore back in the lineup as we start the fourth quarter. Libby Davis drives a long three. It's no good. Rebounded by Allie Jackson, gets it over to Whittemore. What a combination, a 1-2 punch that that provides for Andrew Betancourt. And Whittemore is just a junior. Jackson, however, is a senior. Whittemore, angle right side, drives into the lane, and then passes over to Jackson and puts a shot up and scores. Nice move there by Allie Jackson. So she has reached her average coming into the game, average 13.1. That was her 13th point in this game. San Rafael with the ball now. We're just underway in the fourth quarter of game one of our basketball doubleheader. Libby Davis, the three. It rims no good and goes high. And the rebound taken out by Monteverdi over to Whittemore. Whittemore slows down the tempo now on the high dribble as she brings it forecourt. Used up that dribble. Finds Allie Jackson. It's a pass to Jackson out near the top of the key. Underneath to the freshman, the ball is blocked as Lexi Rosenbrandt tried a shot from in the middle. Check that. Now that must have been Thatcher, rather. So it, looking now to inbound the ball. It goes to Whittemore up and in with the left hand coming down the lane there. And nicely worked set inbounds play. 29 points for Whittemore. That's 11 more than San Rafael has. The ball is punched away, but the Braves come away with it again on the turnover. Their defense has been good as well as their offense, leading at 56-18. This team scored 59 points against Branson. Talking about San Rafael, that was just on Monday night. Minigan starts to drive in. Passes over now, a pull-up jump shot is good by Allie Jackson. Boy, you give her a little opening, and she is pretty good with that 10 to 15-foot jumper. Pass goes over toward the left side, punched away, but retrieved by San Rafael. Out to the top of the key for a three-point attempt up. No good by Odell, rebounded by the Braves' Whittemore. And Braves are going to take a timeout. Andrew Betancourt off the bench and just got a nice relaxed look on his face. His assistant coach in the game, Tim Malloy, over there on the sideline, just adding a lot of assistance. So we have 5.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and the Braves are up by 40.
And with the Braves up by 40, shouldn't we be having a running clock here in the fourth quarter?
I'm not sure what it is in basketball. We know what it is in football.
Right. I know we had a basketball game we did either earlier this year or last year. Where
it was in the Napa tournament.
Ah.
It was the Delta game against Napa High.
So maybe they have a different rule in tournament play.
Well, it is a 40-point lead, and the Braves, with that lead, they also have the basketball. And they work it over to the right side. Now it goes to Jackson. Jackson drives in, doesn't shoot, though, and Sid kicks it back out to Cepeda. Cepeda drives to the right of the key and gets it back over in the corner to Monteverdi. She fires and hits. Monteverdi gets her second field goal of the game. She was averaging 2.4 coming in. She's got 4 points now in the game. She is the point guard out there on defense for the Braves. There is a foul called against Michelle Lozano. Well, we're all hoping that Michelle can get into the scoring column. Allie Jackson is coming out of the lineup. Ella Thatcher comes back in.
And I do notice now that we do have a running clock, Ira.
Yeah. So nice that you drew their attention to that. You know.
I say it here, yeah. It comes out there.
Yeah, well, it's over 40 points now. Maybe 42 is the magic number.
It's the magic number.
There's
right?
The shot on the right side, no good. The rebound is taken out of there by Lozano. It's it to Cepeda. Cepeda just a junior. Over on the right side. Now as they're moving the ball around nicely and on the angle right, giving up the shot is Thatcher. Instead, gets it over there for a long one by Monteverde. No good. Long rebound out to Cepeda. Cepeda back over to Monteverde. Quarter court. Over there's a shot up, no good by Thatcher. Rebound by Lozano. Try to put it up. No good. And there is a jump ball. And the possession arrow favors Justin. Clock keeps moving. 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Nicole Riley has come into the game for San Rafael. Her first appearance in the game. And she's the tallest player on their team and making her first appearance in the game. Ball goes under. We have a 3-second violation called against the freshman, Lexi Rosenbrandt. 60-18. Justin Siena with the lead. Last year, Justin Siena finished 14-14 overall. They were 8-6 in the MCAL. The three-point attempt is up, rims no good by Selle, but a rebound by Spence. And she is at the baseline, gets a pass over on the right side, now back out to the top of the key. And it nearly goes across the line and is taken away by Michaela Cepeda for Justin Siena. 2.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 60-18. Braves have played shutout ball in this fourth quarter so far. There's a turnaround shot. Good by the freshman. Nice shot there by Lexi Rosenbrandt for her second field goal in this game. Selle in the forecourt. Takes it in the right-hand corner to Odell. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound Braves. Letting the defense siphon by is Michaela Cepeda. Now she'll bring it in. The forecourt on the high dribble. Brings it to the left side now. They work nice movement away from the ball by the Braves. And there is a foul called against the Braves. Going to go against Michelle Lozano. Little shove away from the action. So far, San Rafael has not scored here in the fourth quarter. The Braves have 10 points in the quarter with 1.5 minutes to go and a running clock. Selle out. There's a long three-point attempt. No good. It'll be Braves ball. So the clock keeps running, even though the ball out of bounds and it winds up in the crowd area, but they get the ball returned, and play resumes. Michaela Cepeda walks it in the forecourt, taking some time off of the shot clock, 20 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Cepeda fakes left, starts to drive right, used up the dribble, out to the top of the key to Monteverde. 8 seconds on the shot clock, and a wild pass sails out of bounds. Standing on the sideline by the coach are Ashley Whittemore and Allie Jackson. The big smiles on their face. Now they take a seat.
You don't suppose they were lobbying to get back in the game, do you?
I think they were cheering for their teammates out there. A half a minute to go. There's a running shot. No good. Braves, the freshman, gets the ball. Rosenbrandt over to Cepeda. Cepeda has done a nice job of handling the basketball tonight. And she's just a junior. Three seniors on the team with five juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. Here's Cepeda with 6 seconds to go in the forecourt. Shot clock is off, and that is going to be the ball game. So a shutout quarter there in the fourth quarter for the Braves defense as San Rafael did not manage any points in the period. Justin Siena had 10. All right, we'll be back with a quick recap and then set the scene for game number 2. It'll be MCAL boys varsity basketball action. Justin Siena against the San Rafael Bulldogs. Final here in the girls varsity is Justin Siena 62, San Rafael 18. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith as we take a look at the final shooting statistics and individual scoring from tonight's game one of our basketball doubleheader. Here's Dino.
So, Ira, the really rough night for the San Rafael Lady Bulldogs. They ended up taking 55 shots and making only 7 in this game. That included 1 out of 16 shooting from three-point range. They did make 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. The Lady Braves of Justin were terrific, shooting 46% at 27 for 59. They made 1 out of 7 from three-point range, and they were 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. The turnover battle, San Rafael turned the ball over 17 times, not a bad total. Justin turned it over 16 times. San Rafael had 5 assists on their 7 made baskets. Justin had 18 assists on their 27 made baskets. The rebounding, which was fairly close at halftime, turned into a real lopsided affair in that second half, as Justin ended up pulling away in the rebounding category to the tune of 43-24. And there were no lead changes, no ties. Justin led wire to wire. A terrific performance. They never took their foot off the gas. They did what they needed to do and came away with a big win, Ira.
Well, it was a big night again for Ashley Whittemore. She's getting used to that. She had 29 points in the second half, saw limited duty, wound up with 13 field goals, one of which was a three-pointer, and she hit on 2 out of 3 from the foul line and wound up with the 29 points, but as they say, did not play a whole lot there in that second half. Mary Minigan had an early basket, and that's what she wound up with at 2 points in the game, but was playing with a bad thumb, and that was, I'm sure, a factor.
And I thought, even though she didn't shoot a lot, I thought her ball handling was good. It was her right thumb that was injured, and she used her left hand a lot, but her right hand as well, and did a really good job.
And Allie Jackson tonight had 6 field goals, 3 out of 4 at the foul line for 15 points. Kieran Monteverdi had a couple field goals, missed both free throws, but wound up with 4 points. The freshman, Lexi Rosenbrandt, had 2 field goals for 4 points. Ella Thatcher, 1 field goal, 2 out of 2 at the foul line for 4 points. Michaela Cepeda had 2 field goals for 4 points. And unfortunately, Michelle Lozano did not score in the game. She's still looking for her first points of the season. She is just a junior and will have opportunities to improve on her shooting and her scoring. So 19-point first quarter, 16-point second quarter, 17-point third quarter, and a 10-point fourth quarter with the running clock. San Rafael's leading scorer was Joe Eddie Jean. 3 field goals, 0 for 1 at the free throw line for 6 points. Next was Zania Spence with a field goal, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for 4 points. Mackenzie Halrone had a 3-point basket for her only points. Michaela Selly, field goal for 2. Tiffany Brown, a field goal for 2. And Michaela Mitchell, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for 1 point. San Rafael scored 6 points in the first quarter, scored 6 points in the second quarter, scored 6 points in the third quarter, and scored 0 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that means that the 19 points that Justin scored in the first quarter, we didn't know it at the time, but that was enough to win the game.
Well, anyway, that wraps up our first game, as Justin Siena girls now are 7-6 overall, and they even the MCAL record at 1-1. San Rafael goes to 6-8 overall. They also are even Steven in the MCAL with a 1-1 record. Stay tuned. Next up, it is boys varsity basketball. Justin Sienum and San Rafael are final here in game number one. Justin Sienum of Napa, 62, and San Rafael, 18.